Hey, it's Mastin. Welcome to the Mastin Kid Podcast. If you want to take your first step on your trauma-informed journey, come to claimyourpowerbook.com and get my book, Claim Your Power. There are a bunch of awesome free bonuses with that, including a 40-day coaching journey with me that will get you started on your trauma-informed path. Claimyourpowerbook.com. Enjoy. It's awesome. I put my heart and soul into it. And if you want to really start your journey to do your trauma work, claimyourpowerbook.com is the place to go to get my book, Claim Your Power, and to get a bunch of free bonuses, including free coaching with me for 40 days. Please enjoy today's episode. Hello, and welcome to the Mastin Kip Podcast. I'm your host, Mastin Kip, and I am the creator of Functional Life Coaching, where we discover the root cause emotional blocks that are holding you back from success. And I'm also the creator of Trauma Hacking, helping you turning your nervous system into your ally, and the best-selling author of the book Claim Your Power, and also a trauma survivor advocate. And this podcast is from my heart to yours. I'm going to share with you all kinds of different things, different coaching experiences that I've had with people, different parts of my life, maybe an excerpt from a seminar, different interviews with friends and thought leaders, all about how to get unstuck, how to hack your nervous system, how to turn your nervous system into your ally and really get the edge so that you can really live your dreams, live your purpose, and most importantly, pay it forward. So I hope you enjoy today's episode. One favor I have for you is this. If you love this podcast, remember to subscribe to it. And if you feel called, please feel free to leave a review, because reviews really matter, helps us spread the word, and helps other people really discover this podcast. So if this was valuable to you, please feel free to leave a review and subscribe to the podcast. And if there's anything in this episode or any episode that really strikes you as an aha moment, shoot us an email to hello@mastinkip.com. Tell us which episode it was and about what time the breakthrough was in the episode, so that we can really know, because I'd love to hear from you what your aha moments are. I love hearing that, and my team loves hearing that too. So without any further ado, please enjoy this episode of the Mastin Kip Podcast. So what is trauma? Let's define this thing. We'll start all the way back in ancient Greece. It was a wound, but that's vague. What kind of wound? Is it like a bloody gash, right? So let's update it, okay? Clinically, the APA, here's what they say, an emotional response to a terrible event. I guess. That's okay, I guess. I think we can probably do better than that. Webster's has actually a better definition, but still not good enough. A disturbed psychic or behavioral state resulting from severe mental or emotional distress or physical injury. That's maybe a little bit more in the right direction, but still not quite good enough. All right, let's go to the DSM-5. Anyone not know what the DSM is? Anyone not know? Okay, it is a fiction piece. No, I'm just kidding. 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 No. It is a manual where all the mental health diagnoses come from, published by the American Psychiatric Association, that has symptom clusters into specific diagnosis categories that mental health and healthcare professionals use to categorize a diagnosis to bill for insurance. And I don't like it. But I respect it as a piece of the data that's needed, but there's so much missing from it, okay? I'm not anti-DSM, but it's like if you have a buffet, the DSM is like the green beans. There's so much more you need to put on your plate besides green beans, okay? However, the DSM-5 defines it, if you look at under the PTSD diagnosis, actual or threatened death, serious injury, or sexual violence. All right, that sounds intense, Mastin. Right? I think we need an integrative and holistic definition. I think we need a better definition, because everyone's confused. You guys a little confused about what trauma is? Like, I know I need trauma, something informed thing, but what is this shit? Who's really confused, if we're honest? Still, only half the room? The really confused people aren't raising their hands, I guess. It's easy to be confused because the space is confused. Okay, if you go to the American Psychiatric Association, they're going to give you a different definition than some of the leading researchers. If you go back to Freud, it's going to be different. If you go back to Greek words, it's going to be different, okay? Now, SAMHSA has a pretty awesome definition. An event, series of events, or set of circumstances that is experienced by an individual as physically or emotionally harmful or life-threatening, and that has lasting adverse effects on the individual's functioning of mental, physical, social, emotional, or spiritual well-being. That's a little better.
Who thinks that's better? Who can see themselves more in this one than the other ones, right? Okay. But where did it come from, this idea of trauma? Who was the first to really bring it up in the field? Anyone know? Shock, trauma, anybody? No mental health people? Okay, I'll tell you. Freud, okay? So he had a couple different definitions, but here's an important one. Any excitations from the outside which are powerful enough to break through the protective shield of the psyche. Okay. That one's a little harder to conceptualize, though, I think. You're like, well, what's the protective shield? What's breaking through? I don't understand. Maybe, okay? Now, we go over to the attachment theory and John Bowlby, who I love. He has a pretty awesome definition, too. Any event that seriously threatens the attachment relationship. But what if it doesn't threaten your relationship with your mom? That's confusing. Is it confusing? I think so. Okay, let's go to cutting-edge neuroscience. Let's see what they say. All right, Dr. Bruce Perry. An experience or pattern of experiences that impairs the proper functioning of the person's stress response system, making it more reactive or sensitive. Oh, who likes that one? Me too. It's way clearer, especially for people who understand what those words are. What it means is something that makes you not function the way you used to. That's what it means, okay? Now let's go super cutting edge. Who wants to go super cutting edge? Anybody? All right, Dr. Stephen Porges, author of The Polyvagal Theory. Trauma is a chronic disruption of connectedness. That is extremely cutting edge. So simple, too. Isn't it simple? I like that one. He's cool. He's like modern day Yoda, if you know his work. All right. Also, super, can we go even, you know, maybe equally cutting edge? Who wants to go even equally cutting edge? Yes? Okay. Bessel, what does Bessel say? An illness of not being alive in the present moment. Ooh, Bessel coming in. I know that one, Mastin. Who's like, yeah, I'm not in the present moment a lot. Let me see by show of hands. Now we're understanding. Maybe Eckhart was onto something. One more, equally cutting edge. Dr. Yerba Mate. I mean, Gabor Mate. I couldn't wait for that one. Trauma is what happens inside of you as a result of traumatic events. It's a loss of connection to oneself in the present moment. I love that. I love that one too. And the truth is, guys, there are many faces of trauma, many different types, okay? So there's tons, and this isn't even all of them. These are just the big ones. Developmental, attachment, intimate partner trauma, acute trauma, interpersonal trauma, chronic trauma, physical trauma, religious trauma, survival trauma, early childhood trauma, terrorism, bullying, sexual assault trauma, violence trauma, grief trauma, disaster trauma, identity trauma, medical trauma, abuse trauma, and many more. So many types. Okay, and what you have to understand is what happens to us changes our biology. What happens to us changes our biology, and depending on when it happened to us and who did it to us and what happened after it, it's all going to be different. But the result is non-optimal functioning. Who follows? So if someone says, easy for me to do it, you can do it too. Okay, well, did you grow up in the same environment? Do you have the same epigenetic expressions? Do you have the same financial capabilities and privilege or not? Right? Everyone has a trauma history. We have to understand what happened. So it's not what's wrong with somebody. What's the pathology? No, what happened and when? Because depending on what happened and when, it's going to be very different. If you have a relatively secure life for the first 10, 15, 20 years of your life, and you experience a significant trauma, you are far more resilient than someone who had that from birth. Who follows? Does this make sense? Okay, so what is trauma? What is it? We're close. What? It is ubiquitous. So I created a definition, and we can roll with it for this event. You can reject it or not, okay? But this is the definition I came up with. Trauma is any experience of threat, disconnection, isolation, or immobilization that results in a physical or emotional injury that dysregulates the optimal functioning of one's body, emotion, brain, spirit, or health. Mastin-Kip, NMD, which is not medical doctor. Who here feels like that applies to you in one way or another? Let me see if I show hands. It's not just about the normal function of something. It's the optimal function. Our bodies are designed to be optimized. And if your body and what's happening in here isn't optimized, your emotions aren't optimized, your brain isn't optimized, your spirit isn't optimized, your health isn't optimized, there's some type of trauma there. Okay? What is inflammation in the body? It's a trauma response. Because we put something in there that caused the trauma and then there's inflammation. Okay? So when we look at chronic illness, when we look at mental health, we have to have a very different understanding of what trauma is.
Hey, it's Mastin. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast today. And before we wrap up, if you found value in this, one of the best ways to get this trauma-informed information to the world, if that's something that you want to do and to be a part of, spreading the word, I would be so very grateful if you could leave a review on Apple or Spotify podcasts so that you can review this and hopefully it's a good review, but please leave an honest review. And especially if you want to leave a 5-star review, I would be super stoked on that. But of course, just make it honest. But my goal is to share more trauma-informed information with the world. And I need your help to spread this information, and reviews matter. So if you feel called to do that, we'd very much appreciate it. If you got value from this episode and from this podcast, we'd very much appreciate it. And thank you so much for hearing me out. And if you feel called, please leave a review on Apple or Spotify, and we'll see you in the next episode.